This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruch Hamabayim. We're going to try to delve into two separate pockets on Daf Lamed Hey, both on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. I guess we'll make it two different segments. The first segment is an amazing question of the Noi de Behuda. The Mishnah says that if you marry the Yavama, you are machnes the Yavama, and she turns out to be pregnant and she has a viable child, so you can't stay with her and you have to bring a carbon. Why do you have to bring a carbon? Because you're a shoygeg. You violated an Isser Kares b'shoygeg. Yeah? You violated an Isser Kares b'shoygeg. Fine, simple enough. Now, was it the person's fault? Maybe to a certain extent, because he really should have waited 3 months to determine that she's not pregnant. So, on the one hand, he's not intentionally trying to sin. He didn't realize she was pregnant, but there was that possibility. So he's a shoygeg. Toisvis, if you have a Gemara in front of you, on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the second Toisvis, Toisvis has an amazing chiddush. Toisvis's chiddush is, Becholeitz Toich Gimel Chadash Amayri. We're talking about where you did Chalitza within the first 3 months. Dumya de Seifa. Just like in the Seifa. The whole Mishnah is that says if you give Chalitza to Yavama and she turns out to be Muberes, so your mutter and her relatives and she's mutter and his relatives, if the Vlad's a Ben Kayama, it's talking about in the first 3 months. Why? How do we know we're talking about in the first 3 months? Tosa says, Dumya de Seifa. If you marry your Yavama, the Iri Toich Gimel. The Seifa of talking about marrying the Yavama is talking about within 3 months. Tila Achar Gimel. Because if you're going to say it's talking about after 3 months and the woman's pregnant, you're not Chayiv a Karbon. Because we know there's a rule that after 3 months it's recognizable that she's pregnant. So if the guy waits 3 months and he sees she's not pregnant and really she was, you're not Chayiv a Karbon, that's an Oinus. That's not a Shoigig, that's an Oinus. Am I chayiv carbon? Kivan derayv nashim ubarin nikar lishlish. Most women, their pregnancy is recognizable after a third. Vizu, and if this woman, hovloi hukar ubara, since her ubar was not recognized, may have leila mevad. What should he have done? She said, what do you mean, what should he have done? He should have waited more than 3 months. Because most women are recognizable after 3 months. But there are women who are not. The answer is no, he's allowed to follow a rive. So we know that most pregnancies are recognizable after 3 months. By the way, we're holding now in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. And one of the ideas of the Machloikas Beisham Beisila, is it Rosh Chodesh Shvat or is it Tu B'Shvat, is based on this Yesoid, that things become recognized after a third. And if the Iker is Tshuva Miyura on Rosh Hashanah, then a third later, 3 months later, 4 months later, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves. In other words, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves is 4 months, a third. So Beis Shammai says Rosh Chodesh Shvat, as opposed to Beis Hillel, he says the Iker is Sukkos, Tshuva Me'ava. So it's recognizable after a third, which is Tu B'Shvat. But Tosfos is saying like this, that when the Mishnah says, if you live with the Yavama and she turns out to be pregnant, you have to bring a carbon, that's only within 3 months, because within 3 months, there's no Rav. But after 3 months, where there's a Rav, and it turned out that she was pregnant, you would not have to bring a carbon, because my Havaleila Mevad, what should the guy have done? Tosfos holds that you are an Oines, okay? Tosfos holds you're an Oines. Says Tosfos, what is this analogous to? Uchahai gavna amrinam b'shvuas, prat la'oines, gabe shaloi b'shas vesta. We say a similar thing. Let's say somebody lives with their wife, and in middle of relations, she's persanida. Do you have to bring a carbon? Are you a shoygeg? You're not a shoygeg, you're an Oines. You had no reason to expect that she would be persanida. Meaning, If somebody lives with their wife b'shas vesta, at the time she's expecting and she's persanida, you have to bring a carbon because that's a shoigeg. You were negligent to an extent because you should have realized that there's a possibility that she might be persanida. But if somebody lives with their wife shaloi b'shas vesta, the Gemara in Shvuah says you don't bring a carbon because you're an oines. Says Tosfos, the same way if you live with your wife shaloi b'shas vest and she's persanida, you're an oines. Likewise, if you live with a Yavama after 3 months and she turns out to be pregnant, you don't have to bring a carbon because you're an oines. You could follow the rive. Comes
during 3 months. Why is it that a shaygig that should be then lechayr or closer to a mezid? Because you should have at least waited 3 months. Why did you do yibum twice chadash?
Because she doesn't look pregnant. You know, most women are not pregnant. She is presumed not to be pregnant. I wouldn't say that most women are besuffic pregnant. There's a possibility, there's a chance, but I don't know if you could call it a suffic, especially if she doesn't look that way. It's possible she might be pregnant, but
with
I mean, the fact that she doesn't have a period. I don't know. He's living with her within 3 months, and she doesn't have a period. So it should be more karov lemezid. She was bleeding. Sometimes women are pregnant, they bleed. It happens. What?
It's not the majority of women.
Right. Some women bleed when they're pregnant. Some women don't bleed when they're not pregnant. So this is Tosfos's principle. After 3 months, you would not be chayv a carbon because most women are not pregnant after 3 months. Otherwise, they would be recognizable. Just like if you live with the woman, shaloi b'shas vesta. So the Noid B'Yudah has the following amazing kasha. Here, look where this underline is over here. It says Noid B'Yudah. This is the Noid B'Yudah, Yoredea Tinyana Simen Tzadivav. It says, V'zeh doima mamish l'isha she'idu shnei edim shal misas bala, v'niseis v'achekach ba'baila she'chayavis b'karbin. There's a mesechta called Yivamis. And on Daf Pei Zayin and Yivamis, the Mishnah says as follows. If you live with a woman, you have a woman, Edim come, say your husband died, and she marries, and her husband walks in the door, she's chayv to bring a carbon. You hear this? She has to bring a carbon. The halacha is, again, Edim came, the Edim said her husband died, and she went and she married, based on the testimony of Edim. The halacha is, she is chayiv in a carbon. So the Noid B'Yudah quotes a question of a very sharp gadol. The name of this gadol is... This is found in the beginning of the Tshuva. The name of this gadol is the Chidushei Haraza, Rav Wolf Alaskar. Alaskar. Rav Wolf Alaskar. That's the name of this gadol. And the question is, why, if a woman marries based on the testimony of Edim, she's not allowed to get married? If she gets married, she has to bring a carbon. Why isn't she an oinus? She followed witnesses. She followed Edim. The same way, if a man follows the roiv and he lives with this woman and she turns out to be pregnant, he doesn't have to bring a carbon because he's an oinus because he followed the roiv, and most women are not pregnant. And the same way, if a person lives with a woman shloi b'shas vesta and she turns out to be a nida, you don't have to bring a carbon. So too, if a woman gets married based on Edim, she should be able to, she should be pater from a carbon because she's an oinus. She followed Edim. Right? You hear the kasha? That's the kasha in the Yehuda. Why is following a roiv, why is following a chazaka that a woman won't see, shaloi b'shas vesta, why would that be more of a basis to get remarried than Edim? L'chaira, Edim is stronger than a roiv. Edim is stronger than chazaka. Not l'chaira, it is. In other words, Edim is much stronger than a roiv. Edim is much stronger than chazaka. So then why, if you get married based on Edim, do you bring a carbon? If you get married based on a roiv or based on chazaka, you don't bring a carbon. Good kasha? Says Nabi Yehuda, an amazing chiddush. V'anir alanias daiti l'chalek. It would seem, in my humble opinion, that you could make the following differentiation. Deshani nises al pi edim. It's different if a woman gets married based on edim. Af shemutaras li nase al piem. Even though she's allowed to get married, it's a mistake. It's extenuating circumstances. That's an error. Because the Edim were false Edim. They were false witnesses. The Edim lied. You like this size over here. The Edim hit to Isai b'sheker, and the Edim misled them falsely. L'chein mechshav adavar tos. Therefore, it's a mistake, v'shkaga, and it's an error, v'loyoynis. In other words, she was allowed to follow the Edim, but at the end of the day, the Edim were false Edim. They were erroneous Edim. They were Edim that had no right to testify. Now, she didn't know that, but she's not relying on a valid source of information. Now, she was allowed to rely on it, but it turns out that it was not reliable. It's a mistake. However, if you live with the woman shalai b'shas vesta, that you're allowed to have tashmish, there's no error. There's a chazaka. She's not going to see. Even though she sees, it doesn't make the chazaka wrong. There's a real chazaka. There's a true chazaka that she's not going to see. It happens to be sometimes she does, and this is one of those times. So the chazaka is a chazaka amiti. So if you rely on evidence, which is a true evidence, so then if the evidence turned out not to be accurate in this case, it's a oinus. Most women, after 3 months, they're not pregnant, otherwise she would be recognizable. Now this woman did not follow that roiv. This woman was pregnant, even though you can't see. But the roiv is a roiv amiti. It's a true roiv. We're not saying the roiv is not true. It's a true roiv. And you're allowed to rely on it. It's just, this case was from the miyot. So when you rely on a roiv amiti, or you rely on a chazak amiti, that is considered an oinus. However, edim, even though they're more reliable than a roiv or a chazaka, but it turned out that these were false Edim. And so then we're not going to call it an oinus, we're going to call it a mistake. Ve'en kantos by chazak rakap, he din toira, he mutares l'shamesh, she's allowed to be meshamesh afilu persa nida be'em tzahabia, even if she became a nida in the middle of the bia onosu. Akanisa, you're an oinus on the beginning of the bia, ve'en kant shum tos, there's no mistake here. It was an emes tikka chazaka. V'chein isha shenesiyam ma'achar gimachadashim. A woman that did Yibam after 3 months, afilo nimtzeis achak mu'beres, even if she turns out to be embarrassed, harei alpi din are yamata liyama. You're allowed to do Yibam to her. Sharoiv nashim ubarin nikolash l'shamim. Most women, their pregnancy is recognizable after a third. V'harei atoira amra, the Torah says, achrei rabim lahatois. You're allowed to follow the roiv. Umen atoira azlinam basarubam, and atoira, you follow the roiv. Nimtze sha'oinis shalai Yibam azeh loy hay alpi tos. This was not an extenuating circumstance that was not an error. The difference between Edim and Chazaka and Roiv is Edim and Chazaka and Roiv are true. Just this case was the exception to the rule. But by the Edim, it wasn't true. They were lying. So it's a shoygig, it's a toss, it's not an oinus. Says no, the Rav says nicha gam kein sheyachet shas by Ras Bezin chayiv carbon. An individual that follows the psak of Bezin has to bring a carbon, even though he's an anus. I mean, you'll say, what do you mean he's an anus? The Torah says I'm allowed to listen to Bezin. Sharei ksiv al pi atar sharucha mikom akam oinus al pi tasa ba. This anus came through a mistake. Sha Bezin tov bahira. Therefore, it's considered a shoygeg. In other words, says the Nayyid Yehuda, oines doesn't automatically pater you from a carbon. You bring a carbon anytime you sin when there is an error. So when Edom testify falsely, there's an error. When Bezin makes a mistake, there is an error. When you're following Chazak or you're following a Rav, there was no error. The Rav is true. The Chazak is true. This case was just the exception. Elashem also call Yisrael al PM. If all of Klal Yisrael follows them, ha'oisim p'turim and ha'karben, those who act are pater from the karben. Lo mitam oinus, not out of an oinus, ala kivin sha'bezin chayovim karben. Now here's the thing, if an individual follows Bezdin, he has to bring a karben, because there's a mistake. It's just if all Klal Yisrael follows the Bezdin, those who follow are pater from the karben, they're not pater because it's an oinus. But rather, since the Bezdin is chayiv a carbon, therefore those who follow are pater. But when an individual follows the Bezdin, where the Bezdin doesn't bring a carbon, the individual brings a carbon. So this is an amazing chiddush of Nayyid. Number one, we have the great chiddush of Tosfos, that the din that you bring a carbon for being miyabim, a pregnant woman, is only within 3 months. After 3 months, you're an oinus because of roiv. Nayyid asks that if you follow Eidos, you don't bring a carbon. Excuse me, you do bring a carbon. Nayyid Yehuda says, following Eidos is a toss. You're allowed to do it, and you're still an oinus, but it's a shoygeg, because there's an error. If you follow Chazak or Roiv, there's no error. It's just the Chazak or Roiv was found to have its exception. Comes Rav Shmo Rozovsky. Rishon Rozovsky, Rashiva Panovich, in Ois Shin Nun Vav. I believe I was born the day after Rav Shmuel passed away. I think he was Nifter Chafei Tammuz, Tavshin Lamates. He says, Chai Gavna Amrina B'Shvuas Prala Oines Gabishlo B'Shas Vesta. Tosfos brings an analogy that this: if you live with a woman, if you marry a Yavama and she turns out to be pregnant after 3 months, you're an oinus like living with your wife Shalai B'Shas Vesta. So Rav Shmuel asks, Rayosam Tzarch Bior, because there you're being mishamish with the Tahira and she was Persanida Shalai B'Shas Vest during Bia, that's an oinus gomor. What should the guy have done? But here, he could have waited. What's the analogy of Tosfos? A guy lives with his wife innocently, Shalai B'Shas Vest. How in the world is he supposed to figure she's going to be Persanita in the middle of the Tashmish? But in this case, it's not an oinus. He could have waited more than 3 months. Well, Tosfos holds that since Roiv Nashim Ubarim Nikar, after a third, you're an oinus, because you relied on the Roiv. However, it's not such a raya from the Gemara in Shavuos. Now the Nayyid Yehuda asks, based on the Mishnah later on, that if Edim come that her husband died and she got married, and then the husband came, you're chayiv in a carbon. Rashi says, why? You should have waited. So the Navi would ask, even though it was mutter to rely on the Eidos, it's not an oinus, because she could have waited. So too, regarding Rav, why don't we say she could have waited? So the Navi would says that in our case, even when it becomes clear that this woman was pregnant and is not from the Rav was not destroyed. But by the Eidim, after her husband comes, we see the Eidim were Shakranim. Meaning, Rav says most women are not pregnant. So when this woman turns out to be pregnant, it's not disproving the Rav. But when Eidim say the husband is dead and he walks in the door, it's disproving the Eidim. Says Rav Shmuel, I don't understand the Noid Behuda's chiluk. Ulam be'emes sarach bi'ar hasfar b'zeh. It requires explanation. What is the svara? What difference does it make if it became clear afterwards that it was a taos or not? In either case, min adin, you could rely on the edus, just like you could rely on the roiv. And if when relying on a roiv, you're an oinus, so why don't we say when you rely on the edim, are you an oinus? You're right, it turns out the edim were not good edim. But question, are you allowed to rely on the edim? Yeah, so why aren't you an oinus? So the Reb Shmuel tries to explain as follows: V'ulai efshar liyashev deshani roiv dehavabir. There's a difference between roiv and edim. Roiv proves this is what was. Edim prove nothing. It's just exeris hakasav. You listen to them. The fact that edim testify someone died doesn't prove they died. It's just the Torah says you're allowed to believe them. It's not a proof. It's a biblical gzeres hakasam. V'ulai efshar liyashev deshani roiv dehavabir. Maybe roiv is different because it's a clarification. I'm going to skip three lines because he gets into the sugi of takva kayin umishem hachi kishasamach haroiv. If you rely on the roiv and imtachgach she'enu mei haroiv chashav oinus, because logically you could rely on the roiv. Masha'en came by Edim. There's no proof by Edim. But the Torah is mechadesh, that based on two Edim, that's the way we do, that's the way we act. So, if they're found to be Shakranim, it's not an oinus, because logically you should have no right to rely on two Edim. You don't know if your husband's alive or dead. So two guys came and say he's dead. Okay, good for them. How does that prove that he's dead? Maybe they're lying. People lie all the time. Many people lie. Just because two people say something? Saying, every day the New York Times prints about 500 articles. Most of them, they're not even true. And even though you have many, many people who review them, so just because 10 people could say something, doesn't mean it's true. Most of the news never happened. It's a figment of somebody's imagination. So, doesn't mean it's true. But the Torah said, when two Yidden come into a court and testify, even though logically there's no reason to say that's evidence, it's Gzeres HaKosov. But you're taking your chances, Rav Shmuel says. If they turn out to be liars, then you're not an oinus. You have to bring a carbon. Now you're not amazed. But says Rav Shmuel, Miu Akati Yeshli Iyun, there's still what to look into. Lefizet Tzarech Loimar, you have to say, She'ein Roiv, She'edim Oimrim Emes. Rav Shmuel says, wait a second. If Roiv is a Biror, then forget about the fact that the Torah says that you're allowed to follow Edim. Don't most Edim tell the truth? And if they do, then you should be an oinus because you follow the Roiv that most Edim tell the truth. So you have to say that there's no such Roiv that most Edim tell the truth. Because otherwise, remove from here that Eidos, in other words, forget the fact that Eidos is Gzeres HaKosov. Forget the Gzeres HaKosov. Most Eidim tell the truth. I mean, I would humbly say that Roiv is not a statistical thing. So even though most Eidim tell the truth, does that necessarily mean you can make a Roiv out of it? Anyway, this is a very fundamental question of the Noid Bihuda. Why is following Chazaka and Roiv an oinus? And following and following Edim not an oinus? Okay, Rabbi, we move on to the second segment. If you would...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.